This is a Triple J podcast.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
You're on Triple J with Bryce and Concetta. Hope you're feeling good. Every single Friday we do a Like a Virgin. And this week we are bringing in some international big guns. We are joined by Joy Anonymous. Good morning, Louis. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, man. It's so exciting to have you guys in. It's your first time in the Like a Virgin studios. How are you feeling?
Pretty awesome. We got the call up pretty last minute, so it was, turned on a coin toss, so it was good.
I feel like the crazy thing about Like a Virgin is some of the best ones, the bangers, the ones that like go absolutely mental, people adore, all happen last minute. Mm. You know, people truly like learning the lyrics at the last second, changing their song at the last second, so No fear, it's all going to be great. And I wanted to know, like, have you ever caught a Like a Virgin before? Do you even like, have you seen it? Have you got a favorite?
Yeah, got it. Yeah, we've seen a lot of them. They're big fans of them. I think they're awesome. Like, we saw Raise the other day, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a fan of the Childish Gambino one as well, because that's the original. So Into You is just amazing. And yeah, he did it justice. So,
oh my god, I'm so glad you like it. You the same?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Been watching them forever.
Oh my god. That's so cool. And now you're here and you're going to do your first ever. I mean, something I want to address up top is like you specifically, Henry. You were born in Adelaide. Like, this is crazy for people to know. You were born in Adelaide, but you moved to London a little while back. My question is, when you're out touring the world and you're playing these shows together, you're going out with Fred again all over the world, do you ever sort of crave the quiet country lifestyle of the city of churches?
Well, I think it's definitely become more the countryside of England. But yeah, the city of churches, I think, is deep in the roots. And yeah, we chat about it all the time. We actually, on a bit of a rogue one, have found quite a lot of time being in Iceland in our time off, roguely. Because I think we just quite like the idea of being these like big abyss kind of expansive places. So yeah, damn. We often look for the quiet life when we're not on tour.
Why Iceland, though? That's kind of curious to me. What were you doing?
I think it's a nice place to go to write and to finish music. Often we start music in England or on tour. We go to places like Iceland or Norway a few times as well. And it just gives you that space to make those last decisions, I think, and finish albums is kind of what we've done. And it just calms the mind, you know, having been traveling around so much and been in urban places. It's just beautiful landscapes and nice people.
I love that you can like have a country that like suits the vibe of finishing songs.
No,
there's like countries have different vibes for different parts of the music making process.
Yeah, and we'll just go out with some little speakers and just make those final decisions on structure and, you know, the last 10%.
Amazing.
Because I guess it kind of takes the stimulus away. Like, you know, tour is so crazy, big lights, sound, lots of people. You're constantly like meeting all these people on the road, which is amazing. But then Iceland is literally like another planet. There's like the terrain's different. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to ground yourself, that's what you got to do. Look, book that flight to Iceland. For those just joining us, Bryce and Concetta with Joy Anonymous. And for those that don't know, you guys are like longtime friends. And I'm curious about the story that, you know, the meet cute, how you met and started playing music together.
Well, we met in like at school when we were kind of 16. And then we weren't really doing a lot of music together back then. We have a very, we like to think, infamous band rehearsal where Lou was on the drums and I was on guitar, which happened once, but that was the start.
is that the meet cute?
Almost, pretty much.
You made eye contact and you just knew there was something special?
Yeah. And then, but the real journey of it kind of started in lockdown. The concept of Joy Anonymous kind of stems from Alcoholics Anonymous, kind of being a group for people to kind of find solace in what they're going through. And we kind of came up with the idea that people struggle to find joy in their life and understand what it is. And we were going more conceptual when we first started, but then lockdown happened. and we started doing these joy meetings on the south bank of the River Thames. And basically people would come and express what they were going through and get involved and jump on the mic. And we were basically going down there, in essence, busking, but we were just kind of making sounds. Like Lou had this sampler, which we still use today in our shows, and I was on the keys, and we would do these kind of 5-6 hour basically jam sessions where people would then literally come and sing and rap or whatever, jump on the mic. And that formed our first album, Human Again. And yeah, the whole concept was that, trying to make these joy anonymous meetings. And yeah, we've done about 300 hours or something down on the South Bank.
That's so amazing.
And now we get to take it around the world. So yeah, it's a pretty mad little journey.
It's so unbelievable. And it's brought you here to the Like a Version studios. You are listening to Bryce and Kinjetta. And we are doing Like a Version, their first ever with Joy Anonymous. Now, before we get to the cover, which is the big moment, we want to hear an original, something from the catalogue. So what are you guys going to play for us this morning?
Yeah, we're going to do Up the Street, which is off our latest album, Cult Classics. And yeah.
Beautiful. Well, let us know what you think. 0439757555 on Triple J, Joy Anonymous in the Like a Version studio, kicking us off with their original Up the Street. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
No rabbit. Wake up and I'm already running. It's enough just to know that you're coming. And I won't waste my time waiting for another night. No love if I can't have you by my side. No, we're not.
Up the Street for Like a Version. I have to paint a picture to the listener right now because it is very cute. You two sort of facing each other, you know, this beautiful bromance looking at each other. We've got Henry on one side with the chair and the keyboard and Louis staring at you with the sampler and I can't say it, and the drum. It is so, so cute. That was smashed your original For Lack of Ocean this morning. Can I just say, you can kind of tell you two love making music.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. It's a deep love.
It's deep. It's deep. Iceland got us to the end of that song. You know, it made that song, and you bring that energy to the Like a Virgin Studios. Now, look, Joy Anonymous, this is the big money maker. It is time to find out what we are going to cover this morning for Like a Virgin. And to sort of whet the appetite for people listening, we go with a clue. So, Joy Anonymous, what is a clue for the song you'll be covering this morning?
You have this until you die.
Damn, real shit. Let us know what you think. Let it sink in and then text us 0439757555. You've got it until you die. What could it be? We're going to find out right after this. Joy Anonymous in the studio for Like a Virgin. We'll do that after this on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It's Bryson and Chatto on Triple J, right in the middle of a big old Like a Virgin. Joy Anonymous are in the building. It's their first time here. You might have seen them if you've seen Fred Again doing his whole thing around Australia. These guys have been opening up those sold out shows. And we're trying to find out what you're going to cover for Like a Virgin. That cover had a clue. Can you just remind us real quick?
Yes, you have this until you die.
Ooh, I love this clue. You have this until you die. Keep letting us know what you think they're going to be covering. 0439757555. I mean, we do have to talk about these Fred Again shows. They've been absolutely huge. You've been touring around the country. These sellout arenas. How has it been?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's just crazy. Like, we've all been best mates for a long time, so it's kind of to be able to travel the world and basically do the thing aforementioned we love, make music and play it to people and it affect people is, like, forever long going to be insane for us. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Do you think these will be, like, memories you never forget, will we?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of dream stuff just to be able to combine, you know, traveling and music, which are like my two favorite things, with your best mates. And there's an amazing crew that obviously make all this amazing stuff happen. So shout out to them. So just to be hanging out on the road with these people and seeing beautiful countries. And yeah, it's really amazing. We'll definitely remember it.
Oh my God. That's what everyone wants to hear. You know, those memories that we stay with you as you go back to Iceland. You know, you still have Australia in the back of your head.
That's when it all hits in. When we go back to Iceland, it's like, oh God, we've been through something.
Now, what's so cool is I got to meet you before this Like a Virgin. You know, I got to see you at your first Sydney Arena show. And you went on stage with Fred Again at the Sydney show. How was that? You were like sitting in the crowd.
Well, it was actually quite a bit stressful before it, to be honest, because I kind of mistimed when that song was coming on and had to kind of dodge security to run up to get to the chair. So it was quite like a lot of pressure cooker.
You're kidding.
But it's great. In the full thing, we wrote that song. It's kind of been in the writing for the last kind of couple months, but from now we're kind of chatting about, oh, we should make something for Oz to play. And then we were literally getting on the plane. We're like, we should really finish the song that we want to play. And then we played it at Sydney Opera House for the first time, which was insane. And I think, yeah, definitely, like, to come back to Oz and play a place like that is just, yeah, crazy for me.
Because you, to paint the picture, you were sitting in the crowd as if you were just chilling. There was the spotlight on you and it's like, oh, cool, there's Henry. Yeah, fair enough. He's got to have a sit down, relax. You know, you open the show, you guys are killing it. And then you whip out the microphone and you just start singing and then you're running up on the stage.
There's a lot of running that evening.
And you're telling me you, because I swear, I think we met backstage for a second and then the next second I see you on the other side of the arena, so you must have been sprinting
it was quite a marathon to get there.
And you keep talking about how you have this friendship, like all of you, and you sort of see that chemistry on stage. So it's true, you're roommates, right?
Yeah, so I live with Fred and we've been kind of for instance, we were kind of similar time where Lou and I met. We all kind of met at that time and have been making tunes ever since. Mm. And it's kind of crazy to see these songs get played in massive arenas. And yeah, it's insane.
I mean, I have to ask the question, what is it like living with Fred again? Like, does he have quirks?
Yeah. Turns on all the lights all the time.
Oh, turn on the lights. Oh, so that's where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Just domestic. It's not even about the rave. It's just, we just want to turn on the lights.
Well, it's Joy Anonymous in for Like a Version on Triple J. Bryce Gagetta with you. And look, it is the time to reveal what Joy Anonymous are doing for Like a Version. So you had your clue. It was very cryptic. You have this until you die. What song are you covering for Like a Version this morning?
Today, we're covering The Queen, Kylie Minogue. With Padam, Padam.
Damn, big song. Really big song choice. And particularly here in Australia. Why did you guys pick this one?
We just listened to it and we thought it's kind of in that dance music tempo that we quite often work at anyway. We kind of could hear a recontextualizing of the drums and the keys and making it a bit more UK, a bit more soulful, a bit more joyful. And yeah, in the homeland, it just felt like the right decision.
Right. So picking your cover for Like a Version, would you say you go, I hear it and I know?
Mm. Yeah, correct.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. Very smart for me. But lyric for the true fans. Well, look, I'm ready to hear this UK style version. Joy Anonymous covering Kylie Minogue's Padam Padam. Boys, let's get you looking into each other's eyes. We've got you staring at the table. The table's together. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Let's go.
You look like fun to me. You look like somebody I know. And I can tell you how this sounds. You'll be in my head all weekend. Shivers and butterflies. I shiver when you look into my eyes. And I can tell that you're rolling. I can hear your heartbeat too.
Anonymous right there with their Like A Virgin, the cover of the Queen, Kylie Minogue's Padam Padam. And you know we had you two in that same position, staring at each other, creating this beautiful Like A Virgin. But what I love is a bit of the nod to Queen Kylie. You're not in any like red outfit, but we've got the red Kylie light, the nod to Queen Kylie. It really sets the mood in
That's
here.
That's right, absolutely.
There's something about that, the Padam Padam. Well, look, boys, I hope you are feeling so proud of your Like A Virgin, you know, coming to this country and leaving such an impression on us Australians. You're capping off a hectic couple of weeks of these shows. So obsessed to have you in for this Like A Virgin. Can I ask, what's coming up for you guys? What do we go to next?
Well, we head back after this tour. We go on a Europe tour, which will be fun. And then we're back into writing, really. We want to go and make the next body of work. And yeah. So we can come back out here, hopefully.
Yeah, can we just do this all again, please?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know we'll take you back, like, ASAP. So, I mean, all the best for those shows. But honestly, we appreciate you guys so much. Henry, Louis, thank you. I know the schedule is so crazy, but we're so joyed to have you in here for Like A Virgin. That second album, Cult Classics, out now. Get around it. It's Bryce Kinchetta. It's Triple J. And we'll let you know who's doing Like A Virgin next week, right after this.
The Triple J app. If you don't have it, well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watch this week's Like A Virgin, catch up on all the latest Triple J content, and listen back to your favourite shows. Or tune in to Triple J, Double J, or Unearth Live to discover even more music. The Triple J app. Download it now.